Okay, we will go ahead and get started. I think that's all the men that are here today, except for Josh, but he's doing the drill. Rick, you mind leading us in prayer to start us off real quick?
Blessed Father in heaven, we humbly come before your throne at this time, so thankful for this day that you provided us. As we enter into this time, Father, we pray that we will be able to have wisdom to manage the things of this congregation as you see fit, to do all things in accordance with your word, and be mindful of what you would have us to do each and every day. We thank you, Father, for this avenue. Be with us as we go through this discussion. And through Christ we pray.
Amen. Amen. All right. Finance update. Nothing new. There's the updated, it's the quarter to date results. And so, again, anytime you have any questions about that, let me know. It says we're negative, but we're really not negative. The first of the month deposit, since I wasn't here last Sunday, didn't get deposited, so it'll get deposited tomorrow. And that'll, you know, that's always a bigger one. So we'll be about even, and we had some extra expenses last month with mainly the computer and the benevolence, and so that's why it's close to even instead of the surplus like we normally have. Any questions about that, though? Okay. The other thing, if you look on the back of the list, so this is what we have scheduled for our future gospel meetings. And the two that I want to talk about today, I wrote on there, but they're not, you know, officially going to talk about it. But Kyle Campbell for the fall of 2022, that's our most recent one that we're needing, or earliest one that we're needing filled is fall of 2022. And there have actually been several that have requested Kyle. He's held a meeting for us before. He's in Lufkin at the Luke congregation there, where that's actually where mom and dad are worshiping this morning. He's got a series of lessons that he's been preaching recently. I got it written down exactly, so I can tell you exactly what it was, since I know. Anyways, in the middle of these lessons, can you show that there is a God? Can you show that the Bible is the Word of God? Can you show that Jesus rose from the dead? What it sounds like is a series of evidence lessons that would be good for teaching non-Christians and bringing those to Christ specifically. And I think he's got a few others that go in that series that he's in the middle of preaching. Anyway, we've had several that have requested him come and preach those for us. And so he had an opening next fall, and we had an opening next fall. Is anybody opposed to having him for our meeting next fall? Okay, and then the other one is the last one on the list, Reagan McClinney. I don't know how many of y'all are familiar with him. But Reagan McClinney, he is a friend of mine that also preaches in Lufkin. He's at the other congregation there in Lufkin at Timberland Drive. I would like to have him for a meeting at some point. 2025 is the first time that he's available, but of course, so he's booked pretty far in advance, but I wanted to bring that to the men. He's not one that we've had before, I have confidence in him and his ability. I've heard him preach several, you know, of course, you can go online and look at anybody these days, but I've heard him preach in person several times the last year or two. I had a chance to hear him. He's brought some good lessons that I think will be very beneficial to us. But think about that. That's not something we need to get settled today, but I did want to bring that to you. I guess just let me know if anybody has an issue with him. Or any objections to that, and we'll, you know, of course, talk about that and discuss that in a little bit. Yes, Dennis?
Josh, do you happen to have the dates for next year's meetings before you?
They are, unless there's been a reason not to have them, it's always that first week of May and the first full week of October. You know, Harry this year is coming October 2nd. Because the first week of November didn't work for him. So from time to time, we'll make a change.
You just said first week of October.
Sorry, you're right, it is. First week of November, First week of May and first week of November is when we have always had our gospel meetings. This one is coming up in October because there was a scheduling conflict. And I just have to... Dad's the one that talked to Mickey about that. And I don't know whether he... What we typically do is say, you know, that's when our week is, and then as it gets closer, we confirm that and see if there's, you know, any conflict. Some preachers are more organized than others, to put it simply. And, of course, the 2024-2025s, when we, you know, are able to schedule that far in advance, typically we just go ahead and set that date. But as far as I know, it's the first week of May for 2022 spring and the first week of November for 2022 fall. But there may be a little difference there. I'll ask Dad and look at that. So, and by the way, so we've got 2023 open. Kind of like we've always said, if you have someone that you know of that you would like to have, let us know. But the way we've kind of done it is, I mean, if you're going to need to take that initiative. I mean, for the most part, it's kind of been me and Dad getting this list together. That's not something that we were put in charge of necessarily, or even necessarily want to be in charge of. Obviously, it's not up to us. It's up to the men to decide. But somebody's got to do it if you want somebody to come. You know, so you know that. Yeah.
I got two suggestions.
Yeah, there you go. Reach out.
Adams and Donnie Rader.
Okay. Anybody? Yeah, I'm familiar and confident in both those men. I think, have we had Stan?
I think Woodmont has years ago.
Maybe, and Weatherford did too. I don't think we've had him though. Because he's got a brother.
Mm-hmm.
Art. See, it seems like we've had one of them. I can't remember which. It's been a while back. But yeah, both those men. So we have them. Yes, Dick.
We haven't had Dennis Scroggins for a while.
You're right. We haven't had him in a while.
We need someone like him every once in a while for the congregation. He does make a difference. And I'd like to see him again.
Okay. He's definitely somebody that we could ask as well for that 2023, and that's something that we'll be looking into.
Adonis Bailey.
Right, yeah, in 2025.
So I'm not going to comment on that.
Oh, okay.
I'll be 99.
You'll be 99? The only other thing I had, does anybody else have anything as far as the gospel, future gospel meetings? Right? If anybody else didn't have anything, the only other thing I had was so Dad just wanted me to ask, does anybody feel the need to have a work day before that next meeting? Personally, me and Jim talked about this in the back and Tommy a little bit. I don't think there is a big need right now. There's a couple of things maybe we can do, but it's not a big work. It's something that, you know, me or another guy can come up here and take care of without too much trouble.
If just clean up around it. Wanted to get together, maybe do something inside, but I don't see a big need.
Does anybody see a need for a work day before that next meeting? Because it'd have to come up pretty much next week or the week after.
Well, I know Patsy plans on planting that front flower bed next week.
Next week, okay.
That pretty much takes care of the outside.
Yeah.
And we did all that extra work.
Yeah, I noticed y'all been doing that. I appreciate that. It's not something I want to miss.
I'll bring that
later. So does anybody have anything new to bring up for this week's meeting? Anybody have any new business? And we had talked about that before. Did we specifically allocate an amount as far as spending on those plants?
I know that I'm going to be giving 4 bushes out of my flower bed for one section of it, and she's got an idea on what she wants for the other bushes or whatever, and then maybe some dirt. We just need a pickup to facilitate, so I might twist Ian's arm.
Okay. Yeah, I got a minivan, not a pickup. Does anybody object to spending a little bit of money to buy a couple of plants to put in that?
Okay. It won't be much.
Yeah. I think we approved that. I just couldn't remember for sure.
Like $100.
Something like that. So
pretty much you can spend $100 without asking.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else? Yes, Tommy.
Just real quick, Sandy Headline lost her AirPods. And she says they're around here somewhere. According to the computer, they show up there here at the building. So if anybody sees them, that's who they belong to.
Okay. You get that, Dick?
Her cell phone's saying their cell phone is saying they're here.
Okay. Well, then I wonder if it's connecting to specifically hers or somebody else's. I don't know how it works. I don't think.
Connects to your own.
No. Okay. Anybody else? All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.